Robert Burns. My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, arranged by Paul Campbell and played on that recording by the violinist Nicola Benedetti with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Rory MacDonald. Nicola Benedetti, of course, a previous winner of the BBC Young Musician of the Year competition. And at 4:30 today, we'll be hearing from another of the woodwind category finalists. Today's the return of recorder player Eliza Haskins.
Spring into your morning with Essential Classics.
This is a portrait of April as it was for John Foulds, long before beasts from the East had been invented.
The brightest and best classical music.
A prelude, two sonatas and 11 dances, all crammed into just 8 minutes.
And this week, the cultural inspirations of Lucy Worsley.
We had to translate bits of this biography of King Alfred, the most obscure book in history, perhaps.
Essential Classics, with Susie Klein and Ian Skelly. Weekday mornings from 9 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, the time is a minute past 2. A very good afternoon and welcome to the BBC studios with me, Tom Redmond, here in Salford, from where Afternoon Concert has been broadcasting all this week. Well, though we've been exclusively in the company of the BBC Philharmonic so far, Thursday is Opera Matinee Day on Radio 3, so we'll let those sedulous Salfordian superheroes of the airwaves have an afternoon off and instead enjoy a couple of hours with the musicians of the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra and an all-star cast of singers to tell us a Tudor tale through the eyes of an Italian opera master. Gaetano Donizetti's Maria Stuara, based on Friedrich Schiller's play Mary Stuart. Maria Stuara is one of a number of operas that Donizetti wrote that deal with the Tudor period. Loosely based on the lives of Mary, Queen of Scots, and her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I, the opera didn't get off to a very good start. It's often said that a bad dress rehearsal means a good first performance. In the case of this opera, the reverse was true. The dress rehearsal was, in the words of the composer, a fanatical success. Everything was as it should be and ready for the premiere in 1834, but then it fell foul of Neapolitan censors and the king refused permission for it to be performed. He was worried that the sight of one queen hurling abuse at another about her parental legitimacy would be too much for Neapolitan society. Indeed, that scene had caused quite a stir in early rehearsals, one soprano delivering the lines with such venom that her co-soprano took them as a personal insult and a fight ensued. It was a year until the opera was finally staged at La Scala, and then disaster struck again, this time not in the form of fisticuffs, but failing voices. Both lead role singers were unwell, but continued to sing so they'd get paid, leading to a performance that Donizetti described as painful from start to finish. The audience disapproved too, so did the Milanese censors, and Donizetti decided to shelve the whole project, and it was more than a century before it was finally seen again. Well, before Act One begins, we must know that Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots, has been forced to abdicate her throne, has been imprisoned by her cousin, Elizabeth I of England. In Scene One, we find ourselves in the Palace of Whitehall in London. The court is celebrating as Queen Elizabeth has just been asked to marry the Duke of Anjou, brother of the King of France. Against the backdrop of all the frivolities, the Earls of Shrewsbury and Leicester urge Elizabeth to meet Mary to reconcile their differences. Despite Elizabeth's jealousy of Leicester's admiration for Mary, she eventually agrees. In Scene 2, Mary, Queen of Scots, is outside her prison at Fotheringhay Castle. The horns of the royal hunt announce the arrival of Queen Elizabeth. Mary is struck with fear at the prospect of seeing her cousin. Leicester and Mary hope that Elizabeth will free her. Then the meeting doesn't go smoothly. Mary accuses Elizabeth of licentiousness, murder and treason, and Elizabeth orders the guards to throw Mary back into prison. Soprano Marlis Petterson sings the role of Maria Stuara. Soprano Alexandra de Sorti sings Elisabetta. Tenor Norman Reinhardt sings Roberto, Earl of Leicester. Giorgio Talbot, Earl of Shrewsbury, is sung by the bass Stefan Czerny. Lord Cecil is Tobias Greenhall. Anna Kennedy is sung by Natalia Kowalik. And the Arnold Schoenberg Chorus and the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra are conducted by Paolo Arrivabene in Act One of Donizetti's Maria Stuara.
Kill! Oh! Oh, Terror, sul viso stai pure. Okay.
One of Donizetti's Maria Stuara, in a performance recorded at the Theater an der Wien in January this year. Soprano Marlies Pettersson sang Maria Stuara, soprano Alexandra Desorti sang Elisabetta, tenor Norman Reinhardt was Roberto, Earl of Leicester, Giorgio Talbot, Earl of Shrewsbury, was sung by the bass Stefan Czerny. Tobias Greenhall, baritone, sang Lord Cecil, and mezzo-soprano Natalia Kowalik was Anna Kennedy. The Arnold Schoenberg Chorus and the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paola Arrivabene. Well, this is Opera Matinee here on Radio 3 with me, Tom Redmond. Well, the drama continues in Act 2. Mary is imprisoned under harsh conditions at Fotheringhay. Evidence has been gathered that implicates Mary in a plot to assassinate Elizabeth, and a warrant is issued for her execution. Leicester is told that he will have to be present to witness the execution. Mary calmly prepares for death. The following morning, Mary's faithful servants gather to watch her beheading. She prays that England will be spared the vengeful wrath of God as she climbs the scaffold. Here now is Act Two of Donizetti's Maria Stuara.
Thank you. disprezzò. Chi contro te raduna Europa tutta e la tua sacra vita minacciò tante volte.
Piombarmi il cuore,
tutto il potere del mio disonore. Ma Dio, che m'assicura da ingiuste accuse?
Il cielo, la devota Dione, ove la fama dei tuoi pregi suona, e nel cor ti stuarda, e dei delitti e delle ingiurie a te recate.
Thank you. Thank you. morte a tu segnato.
Oh, dei tuoi giorni ormai l'ultimo segna.
Così l'Inghilterra fin giudicata una regina, cui iniqui e i figli scritti
mortali. dolce preca. Puro il tuo cor d'ogni terreno affetto.
Ooh. sul tuo capo scende già.
Sì, sì.
Lascia contenta il carcere questa affannosa vita, andrai conversa in angelo, poi Dio consola il cor, e nel più puro giubilo l'anima torna vita. Si scorderà dei palpiti che hanno agitato il cor, che hanno agitato il cor,
Thank you. Thank you.
Mary, Queen of Scots, prays for England as she heads to her execution. Donizetti's Maria Stuara, a performance recorded in January this year at the Theatre an der Wien. Soprano Marlies Pettersson sang Maria Stuara. Elisabetta was sung by soprano Alexandra De Zotti. Roberto, Earl of Leicester, was sung by tenor Norman Reinhardt. And bass Stefan Czerny was Giorgio, Earl of Shrewsbury. Lord Cecil was sung by baritone Tobias Greenhall, and mezzo-soprano Natalia Kowalik was Anna Kennedy. The Arnold Schoenberg Chorus and the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra were conducted by Paolo Arrivabene. Well, this is BBC Radio 3. At 5 o'clock, we're heading to In Tune with Tom Service for a very special programme to mark the launch of the 2018 BBC Proms. I'll be talking to Tom in just a little while to find out what he's got in store. But to ease us between the world of opera and all the thrills and spills of instrumental virtuosity, let's hear Paganini's introduction and variations on the theme Di Tanti Palpiti from Rossini's opera Tancredi. It's played on this recording by violinist Maxim Vengerov and pianist Itamar Golan. violinist Maxim Vengerov and pianist Itamar Gulan in that recording of Fritz Kreisler's arrangement of Paganini's Introduction and Variations on the theme Di Tanti Palpiti from Rossini's opera Tancredi. Well, in just a moment, we'll be hearing one of this year's Woodwind Category finalists as part of our coverage of the BBC Young Musician of the Year competition. But before that, I'm very excited that the other end of the microphone is Tom Service, who is hosting a very special edition of In Tune this evening. Tom, it's like Christmas, birthdays and school holidays all rolled into one, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. This is the perfect spring blossom present with the launch of the Proms brochure, the launch of the Proms season. It means that everyone can start planning their 2 months of music making through the summer right now. A fantastic lineup of guests. Jennifer Pike, the violinist, who of course won the Young Musician of the Year competition in 2002 when she was just 12, and of course her life and career has developed much since then. We've Anna Meredith, who has a world premiere in the very first night of the Proms, and we'll hear from Andrew Davis, the conductor, about his still what remains a kind of nervousness and even potential terror about giving the speech on the last night of the Proms. We've the oud player, Joseph Tawadros, and in the studio, I'm currently interrupting their rehearsal, Tom, and their sound check. We've the mezzo-soprano Wallace Junta and Simon Leopard, the pianist, and they're just going to give us this is talk about a jam-packed trail here. We're going to give you a sneak preview of what they're going to be doing later for us from 5 o'clock onwards. Take it away, Wallace and Simon.
Oh, I can cook too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town, and I can cook too. My fish can't be beat, my sugar's the sweetest around.
You can catch more of that later on with Tom Service on In Tune. Wow, what an introduction to the programme. Well, all the drama of our Donizetti opera and a Proms launch pales into insignificance next to the tension that's building as we approach the televised woodwind category final of the 2018 BBC Young Musician of the Year competition this Friday. And as we have throughout the week, we're going to hear another of those finalists now and also find out about their programme choices. Today is the turn of 14-year-old recorder player Eliza Haskins from Devon. And like many of the competitors we've heard this week, Eliza also plays other instruments, in her case, flute and piano, and she enjoys playing in her school's chamber groups and baroque ensemble. Well, as you might imagine, it can be an overwhelming feeling to suddenly find yourself in the position that these brilliant young musicians are in. Here's Eliza Haskins.
It's sort of a mixture of excitement and sort of like, oh my gosh, like, it's actually happening. I've waited so long and it's actually happening now. If I'm honest, I would have never thought of it a few years ago when I was sort of like dreaming about it. But I feel really proud of myself that I've got here, and it's been my first year as well. I'm not really going on stage and thinking,